Right now, we are listening to Dusty by Glorp. That's Glorp with two O's from their debut album, Glorp. And if you like what you heard today, then thank you for listening, and I hope to see you here back again next week. Next week is CMU's fall break, so there might not be as many shows as usual, but I will be here. And if for some reason, you know, you're entitled to this opinion, but if you didn't like what you heard today, let me tell you about some other shows we've got here at the station. One of them is called An Experiment with Time. Past and future experiences blended together in approximately equal proportions. There is no genre. Music is the best. An Experiment with Time. Saturday nights at midnight and re-airs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Also, we have Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien blends instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with the occasional vocal pop standard, and then mixes that with odd news, interesting song facts, and a moment or two of levity. If there is too much noise in your world, tune into Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. Once again, this has been Handle with Care, and as you probably, hopefully know, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening.
Sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
We was both made of elastic. Midnight came.
get it while you can. got 9 bullets in it, 9 bullets in my roommate's gun.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I guess I'm game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between, and the cool. Living right is easy.
What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown hard. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. All the points in between. I want to find the right side of you. Living right is easy. What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown. What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. It doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown.
Right. And they don't get settled by riding with hoods. Shot my woman down, went right home, and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning, and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine, and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down.
Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, "Come on, you dirty hack, to the district court." Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about.
Listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's been a minute here, been a bit away. I had a lot of things to do these past month, but hey, I'm happy to be back in the studio. Joining me again is my partner in crime, Mr. Deputy Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Joe, it is always fantastic to be here.
I'm so happy we can finally get back in the studio.
It is great to be back in the city. Even though it's dropped by about 40 degrees out there.
It is freezing.
Since last time.
Man, winter's come up on us quick. Hey, WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in both bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit their website at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. Which, well, I'm actually a big fan of Attic Records. Always love to promote them here on the station. Well, them being a supporter of WRCT and Joe's Garage, they also have a wonderful selection of music.
We appreciate it, Attic Records.
We do. All right, well, hey, on tonight's show for Joe's Garage, we are doing a Columbus Day special. This is an Italian Heritage Day, if you aren't fully aware of the origins of Columbus Day. It initially started as Italian Heritage Day in America, with Christopher Columbus himself being... Molto alla italiano. I don't speak Italian.
I slept through all six seasons of The Sopranos to prepare for the show.
Cultured. I remember you took Italian in college, didn't you?
I did. I took 2 years of collegiate Italian, and I remember none of it except for how to hit on girls.
Well, we're going to be starting things off tonight with an Italian group by the name of Bud Spencer and the Blues Explosion. This is their song, Mi Santo Cormo Si. So keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT.
Mm-hmm. Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
yeah, your eyes
girl.
Could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the same. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife.
Into that freezing sea with a parasite attached to me. I'd hope the salt below would give us what was wet above. But league after league, it yet remained for the fleshy vessel.
Tangled in seaweed, but what remains of the driving intent that led me to track such watery depths. Many things are betrayed between there and here, and my memory is so, so, so fucking unclear. Who was I with? What time was it? And where was I with? What time was it?
Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And tonight we're doing a Columbus Day special. Going to be featuring some Italian artists throughout the night in honor of, well, Italian Heritage Day, with the initial reasoning of Columbus Day. At the top of the set there, well, we had an artist by the name of Bud Spencer's Blues Explosion. And they're out of Rome, Italy. Roma.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia. That was their song, Mi Santo Com Si. After that, we had The Looking Glass with Brandy.
You butchered that pronunciation, by the way.
I don't speak Italian.
Well, no, I don't either, but man oh man, that was rough.
And we just finished this set off with The Unicorns off their album, Who Will Cut Our Hair When We Are Gone? Their song, The Sea Ghost. All right. Well, hey, court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 and re-airing every Sunday night starting at 11, only here on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, well, getting back into the tunes here. I came across a new band recently called Speed of Light.
Are they Italian?
They are not Italian. They are to come. I do have an Italian artist on deck here, but Speed of Light is on the way, so take a listen to them. But first, if you want Italian artist, here's a group by the name of, how do you pronounce that? Schiantos?
That's a very good question.
Schiantos.
Schiantos.
I'm going to say it's Schiantos. With their song Eptando?
Oh, there's a lot of Italian people listening. They're getting pretty upset with us right now.
Forgive me. I don't break my spaghetti when I boil it. I put it in whole. All right, well, hey, we're going to keep it tuned in here with more strange Italian punk rock and classic rock to come. This is Joe's Garage.
Ehi sbarbo, smolla la biga che slumiamo la tele.
Sei fatto duro.
Sei fatto come un copertone.
Ci facciamo?
Sbarbi, sono in paradura.
Ok, ok,
nessun problema ragazzi.
Nessun problema.
Sbarbi, sono in paradura.
Schiodiamoci, schiodiamoci.
C'hai della merda.
Ma che viaggio ti fai? C'hai una banana gigantesca.
Oh, c'hai della merda, no?
Ma che viaggio ti fai?
Intrippato! Brutta storia, ragazzi. Brutta storia.
C'ho delle storie, ragazzi. C'ho delle storie tese.
C'hai delle sbarbe a mano?
No, c'ho delle storie.
Fatti questo slego.
1, 2, 6, 9!
più una religione. M'ha picchiato col bastone, la mia testa in confusione. Forse è una fissazione che mi ha preso in convulsione. Io non so immaginazione e non voglio protezione. Le massaie fanno la coda per comprare la mia broda. E questo è di gramone, io ci metto nella soda. E Tadone!
Climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow.
and every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. Reflections in the waves spark my memory. Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes. But somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try best that we can to carry on. Gathering of angels appeared above my head.
Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. We were just listening to Styx off of the Grand Illusion.
Is that song about aliens?
Yes, it is about aliens. He thought that they were angels, but much to his surprise...
They really throw a curveball at you from the first 45 seconds of that tune.
They beamed him up onto their starship and headed for the skies.
That happened to my buddy John one time.
Oh, yeah? How's John doing?
He was never the same after that.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy, though. Love him dearly.
No one will ever appreciate Styx as much as me. When I die, I want to be buried with my Styx albums. Like, you can have some of my albums, but not the Styx
albums. The duplicates. Just the dupes.
Just the dupes. Before that, we had The Speed of Light with the title track of their latest album, Teeth. And we started this set off with an Italian artist in honor of Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Day. An artist by the name of... A band by the name of Schiantos. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, with their song Eptadon, which we're keeping a bit of an Italian theme here tonight. We're keeping it in a little bit of an Italian theme here tonight with it being Columbus Day. And, well, Dan, you had a song you wanted to play tonight.
Absolutely, I do. This is a song that I've been obsessed with for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's by an Italian artist, originally released in the 70s. It was by this guy named Adriano Celentano. And it was during that craze in good old Italia where American music was huge.
Yeah, in like the 1960s and the 70s, American music spread across the world.
Right into the early 70s.
A lot like, the British invasion of the 60s, the Beatles and everything. They were kind of copying American sound,
right.
that blues and soul sound.
Terrible haircuts, though.
but
this guy, he figured that the only reason that people were lead, he said they just liked the way that American music sounded.
Yeah.
He said it doesn't matter, you don't understand the words, they just like the beat, they like the rhythm. So he wrote this song, and the pronunciation I'm probably going to butcher, prison colon ins and out choosel. It's supposed to be gibberish, but he wrote this song to sound like an American song, even though the words mean nothing. He doesn't speak English.
This would be sounding American English
to a non-speaker.
To someone who does not speak American English.
So if at any point during this song you feel like you're having a stroke, do not contact your physician. Do not seek medical attention. That is completely normal. I feel that way every time I listen to it, and I love it. This is Prison Colon Ins and Out Choosel by Adriano Celentano.
Prison Colon Ins and Out Choosel.
You the cold maids say one prison calling answer and choose all right.
When I stay in the shoes and I will hold build the scene, then a whole red maybe get the color boss dying. Shoes are coming in. This is too early to call. The number four world to cry to stink.
chancelet. And it helps you draw a brains on eyes. You the call a majesty one. Please sit combination and do some alright. You the issue not feels you can go to me door. There's people that actually like big new.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. Joe's Garage, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hope you're having a good day here, a good start to the week. You might have had the day off here for Columbus Day, and that's something we're trying to keep in the theme of tonight. So Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Day, playing Italian artists throughout the nights and on a mix of some other stuff. Joining me in the studio is my partner in crime, Mr. Deputy Dan. How you doing, Dan?
I'm feeling proud of my culture, Joe.
Feeling proud to be Italian.
Yeah, 1/16.
1/16. According to Ancestry.com. Promo here, if we could read, if I could find it. It's Back Brothers Pizza. It's located at 5107.
Speaking of Italian,
Back Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Back Brother Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Back Brother's Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Back Brother's is currently online only ordering and offers both takeout and delivery options. For more information, you can email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrosbrothers.com. That's spakbrothers.com. All right. What do we want to play next? I'm really shooting from the hip on this one.
I see that Otis Redding track sitting there.
I do have an Otis Redding track here.
We can talk about the little fun fact that all the hipsters in the record store tell me every time I bring that song up.
When he's dead?
Well, that he died after recording it.
He did.
Before it became a hit.
He did, yes. Otis Redding recorded this song, and before it was published, it was like the day before
it was
published.
Yeah, it was very sudden, very soon.
He was taking a flight, a small Cessna airplane, out, I forget where he was going, but possibly California, and unfortunately the plane crashed, and Mr. Redding did not make it, and it's one of the somber things about it. It's like a cult classic in that sense, that he wrote this song and died the day before it was published and became an absolute classic hit.
It does raise the question if it would be as popular if that weren't the case.
Yeah, that really does. I think it would. Otis Redding had a lot of talent, a lot of skill.
It makes you think, Pittsburgh. That's why you listen to Joe's Garage on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Think for yourself, sheeple.
It's propaganda you can trust.
Propaganda you can believe. All right, keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT.